executive director of Preserve Louisiana, and they are here to talk about an event that involves this fine organization and one that we have showcased on this show a few times that manages to stay relevant. Back at Cafe Du Monde, well, let's begin with you, Fairley. What's going on with Peggy Sweeney McDonald and back?
Yes.
Cafe Du Monde.
Well, you know, as you know, our mission is architectural and cultural preservation. And so a couple years ago, Peggy and I struck up a newfound partnership through our existing friendship, and she came on board to start organizing and reviving some of our tours. And as a part of the tours, she incorporated this really original, fun idea of this live food story show. So we did it together for the first time in Natchez and had just a fabulous time. And, you know, it really does tell the stories of our local food stories and the people behind them. And it's part of our cultural preservation. And so Peggy said, well, let's have one at the mansion, too. We can't have enough. There's so many stories out there. So this Thursday will be our first one at the old governor's mansion.
And who will be featured?
Well, I'm very excited to have the first, meanwhile, back at Cafe Du Monde at the mansion. And we have, of course, Fairley is going to be sharing her food story, My Chickens and a Turkey, which she's fabulous, and she did it on the cultural tours. Maxine Crump, the boucherie on the bayou. She grew up in Maragon, so she's going to be sharing about her dad doing a boucherie every year. Scott Jefferson, who's in the book, he's been in the show in New Orleans. He's an actor, and he's going to be doing From Mashed Potatoes to Mole. It's a really funny story. Mm-hmm. Rebecca White, who's the community manager of Yelp here in Baton Rouge, Bay Area to Baton Rouge. She's originally a California girl. And then Renee Uzi, who has the author of Yellow Jack. His is about Big Red, his dad's fishing boat. And then Alice and Bobby Dupre, host of the big crawfish extravaganza that they have at their house every year. Their story is going to be Now That's a Crawfish Ball. So it should be a lot of fun.
That's this Thursday at your location, right?
Yes, at the old governor's mansion. And again, this is free for our members and $10 for guests. We'll have
some food. We're going to have sweet and savory bites from Les Amis Bakery. They just launched their catering company. So they're going to use this as kind of like the launch party. So there'll be food at from 6 to 6:30. And then the show starts at 6:45. And we have a cash bar by Heirloom Cuisine. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out. We still have some tickets. You need to register before if you're a member, for sure. And tickets can be found and booked on preserve-louisiana.org. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we also we have our upcoming cultural tour it's the Steel Magnolias tour to Natchitoches, October 26th through 28th. And we do have some spots for that if somebody's interested in coming on that weekend.
How many of these shows have you done through the years?
Probably about 140 now, with over 300 people. My dad was asking me that the other day. I said, you know, I kind of lost track. But we've had over 350 people have shared their food stories at these shows, including, I think, 42 kids in sixth grade in L.A. when, yes, they all wrote their stories and performed. And their parents were so impressed, and they had a blast doing it. So, yes, plus I taught a class at the library, and we had some teens here in Baton Rouge that wrote their food stories, and we did a mini show for their parents at the main library.
And Jim, didn't you present as well?
Yeah, a few times.
Your story about Louis Cafe is legendary.
Is the book still available?
Yes, the book is in second print now through Pelican Publishing, and it is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Pelican Publishing's website. And we'll have the books. Mm-hmm. We will have the books and be signing the books after the show on Thursday night. So I'm looking forward to another. Meanwhile, it's been a year since I've done the show here in Baton Rouge. The last one was at Eliza last September, and then I went out to L.A. to do it as a fundraiser for the Orange County Food Bank. So that was the beginning of October. So we took a break, but except for our show when we did it in New Iberia on our tour in February with the Cajun foodies from Lafayette, New Iberia.
So great.
It's been a while since I've done it in Baton Rouge. But, you know, it's one of those the beignet gets bigger and bigger and sweeter with more stories all the time. And it's just been the gift that keeps on giving because I've met so many wonderful people like both of you through doing the shows, and it's something that just keeps going on.
Well, it's this Thursday, 6:45 at the old Governor's Mansion, the headquarters for Preserve Louisiana. Peggy Sweeney McDonald and some of her favorite people will be talking food, and it'll be a continuation of the fantastic series, Meanwhile, back at Café du Monde. Thank you, Matt Doyle. Thanks for listening, and we will return tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, stay tuned.